Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. And I'm grateful you could be with me on this third day of December 2023 as we look at a very, very important subject. I mean, really, really important. It's about hatred and how we are with our hatred. So since the war has kind of been going on and everything is amplifying towards, you know, the war, both in the Middle East and, of course, in the Ukraine, I'm getting lots of emails about war and hatred and all that other stuff. And a lot of people really think they're beyond the idea of war and hatred, but they're not. And this is something that we assume. So let me get right into the question. This question comes from Susan. She lives in Las Vegas, Nevada. That's what she said. Why is hate more powerful than love? And then she goes into an analogy of it all and what she believes in. You know, Susan, it is one thing to be able to have a philosophy about hatred and love, and it is another thing to be able to live it. And in our biology, if you read Robert Sapolsky's work and his latest book, which I think is a masterpiece and should win him the Nobel Prize for something, he talks about in his book, Determined, how we are wired both inwardly and in our brains for self-preservation. We have no free will. We just have none. And no matter what somebody may say about free will and us having it, it's simply not true. We don't have it. We are wired and geared for one thing and one thing alone, and that is survival. That's all it's about. And if you understand that attribute inside of you, you will understand where hatred comes from. And the war that you see in the Middle East has been going on since the days of Jesus. This is not a new war, this Palestinian stuff. And it just has been going on for a long, long, long time, let's just say. But it has really nothing to do with just nationality, like people would like to believe. You know, it's the Palestinians, it's the Jews, it's, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's not any of that. It is a survival mechanism. We like to fight. We love to hate. We can taste the hate in our minds, in our mouth. We can taste it because we live for the vengeance of it. And that appeals to human nature. So you're not going to get rid of this thing. It's not going to go away. It's going to only amplify. Because that's all it can do, because it is a biological trait in us. You need to educate yourself on how our biology works rather than just adopt philosophy. People love to just adopt a philosophy. Oh, well, I believe in this, or oh, I believe in that, or oh, I don't believe in this, or I do believe in that. That's all just philosophy. And in that, there is biology. And in that biology are the tendencies that we have, the traits that we have for human hatred. And it's all about survival. All of it. You have, I have, as a human being, absolutely no control over it. It will get you over here, over there. It's an impulse, and it will make sense to you. People rush to hatred very quickly, very, very quickly. They assume that what they know in their brain tells them what they should do and what they shouldn't do. They have that in their emotionality. Your body and your emotions work together to help you come to assumption, presumption, and conclusion. And if you don't understand this process, both biologically and how it affects you psychologically, you will be a victim of it for the rest of your life. And you will be doing things that just, well, karmically, you really don't want to do. You don't want to cause discourse in situations that require compassion and love. Compassion and love, mercy, come not from biology. They come from the realization of futility. And if you haven't come to the place where you realize your body functions only for the sake of its own pleasure and its own survival, if you don't understand the gravitas of that, then you're going to be subject to the karma of that by acting out in it, and you really don't want to do that, but people do. They love it. If you look deep inside yourself, in your, Susan, in your cranium, in your brain, in your body, you will see you enjoy conflict. You will realize it. People love to fight for it. I am often amazed at when you're watching a football game that they play the national anthem. And it's all about bombs bursting in air. And then they fly over these killer jets to show our power, our prowess, and our ability to defend ourselves and all of that. They wouldn't play America the Beautiful, would they? That's too, passive? That's doesn't have enough hate in it. We like to have a lot of hate, especially at a football game, because people take sides and they get crazy, and there you go there. So watching a football game, you've got to have a lot of hate brewing up within you. You have to take sides. You've got to know, you know, who's the winner, who's the loser, who's the macho and who's not. All of that plays out. And it does play out, and we don't know it because our biology supports it. Deep inside your DNA, Susan, there is that part of us, all of us, that likes to defend themselves, that needs to survive in order to be important or just to have some sort of physical prowess that would allow us to overcome our enemies and think of those people who are trying to take away what is good for us, what helps us survive. And we make enemies out of people. We think, oh, well, that person's trying to take my job, or that person's trying to take my husband or my children or whatever, whatever. We come up with the darndest things. We overthink a great deal. It's a biological thing, Susan. It's not going to be overcome because of philosophy or religion. It's not going to be overcome like that. So you're going to have to decide if you want to transcend, if you want to apply your life to something transcendent, which means to step away from the influences of your body and no longer allow it to dictate the terms of your life and how you are going to deal with your life and the essence of it. Really, we don't have a life. You people want to believe, I got a life. You know, my life matters. Really? What you have is consequence. The consequences that come to me in my life as a Gregory Edward Penn, those things are things that are of my karmic nature. They come to me because I have lived so abruptly and distinctly in my human biology, reacting and acting out of, well, the perseverance of self-righteousness. And in doing so, I have eliminated the chance for me to realize what I'm really doing here and what these circumstances are really all about and how they bring me to a fate and a destiny that is truly important, because it's the one that defines my life. It truly does. So when you understand any or all of this, that is when something different can happen. You want peace on earth, goodwill towards men? You're going to have to step away from your humanity. You're going to have to not act on impulse. You're going to have to develop third person. You're going to have to become aware, not instinctual, but aware. And that is very, very difficult for most people to do. I hope that helped you. I'm sure it's not a very gratifying answer, but it is a factual one and has its major truth too. Thank you for listening. Thank you all for listening. I'll be back on the air tomorrow. Please forgive me, as always. Namaste.